Matthew 27, verse 57. When even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went into Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. He rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, sitting over against the sepulcher. Now the next day, that followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command therefore that the sepulcher be made sure unto the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' So the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can." So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. A few weeks ago, I dealt with the fact of hiding the truth. The devil knew that if Jesus ever came out of that tomb, he was in trouble. And the reason was because Jesus was the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father." And he said that if you want to know the truth, you come to me. He said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." No wonder the devil wanted to keep Jesus in the tomb. He tried to hide the truth. He still does. I mentioned the first message, the fact of sealing the stone. They sealed that stone to try to keep him in. Now, I also mentioned not only the sealing of the stone, but the strength of the soldiers. They put soldiers around to keep people out. They sealed the stone to try and keep him in, and they put the soldiers there. They set the soldiers to try to keep people from going in to steal the body, to make any kind of appearance that he had risen. I want to conclude my thought, or maybe continue my thought. We'll find out. That not only do we see the sealing of the stone and the strength of the soldiers, but involved with this hiding the truth, we see the strategy of Satan, the scheme of Satan. There's a lot going on with this scene around the tomb. The devil did everything he could to keep Jesus in, because I said again, I'll say it before I finish. He's trying to make sure that the truth doesn't get out. I mentioned before, if you have been charged with a crime and someone saw you at a different place when that crime took place, and they know there's no way that you're guilty, you want that person to come to your court scene and tell the truth. If the truth can get out, you will be set free. And that's exactly what I see here. The devil doesn't want the truth out, because he knows the truth will set us free. In Ephesians 6:11, it talks about how that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It literally means schemes, his plan. I say this morning, the devil is at work. He has a scheme, he has a plan, and he's doing everything he can to keep you and me from getting to the truth, of knowing what is right, what is real, what are the facts. That's why it says in 2 Corinthians 2:11, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." That word devices means purpose. We are not ignorant to what he's trying to do. We understand he's trying to hurt and harm and wreck and ruin. He's trying his best to keep people who are lost, listen, he's trying to hide the truth from the lost to where they won't realize. If they can get exposed to the truth, they'll realize the truth is I'm a sinner. The truth is God will save me if I come to Him believing and asking and repenting. The truth is I need a Savior. The devil will do everything he can to keep that from getting to you if you're lost this morning. He's trying to hide the truth. I say this morning, the devil is a deceiver. He is a liar. He does not play fair. He doesn't care if he has to bend the rules. He is a liar. He is a deceiver. His desire, his strategy, I'm talking this morning about the strategy of Satan, how he schemes to keep you from getting the truth, and me too. He wants to deceive. In John 8:44, Jesus said, "He speaketh a lie. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar." I'm talking about someone who talks to you who is a liar. You can't believe what he says. He'll lie to you and make it sound like the truth because he doesn't want you to get to the real truth. What was the first thing, one of the first things he ever said? The first thing he ever said to Adam and Eve, and to Eve especially, is, "You shall not surely die." God told you you were going to die. How in the world could you believe such a thing? Even then, he was trying to hide the truth. Even then, he was lying, and he hadn't changed his strategy. He's still a liar. He still tries to deceive. And listen, he speaks to you. He is just like the Holy Spirit who speaks on the inside. We hear it as though it is our thoughts. Those thoughts that come to you sometimes is the devil. And when he speaks to you and I, we better realize he's a liar. And he's trying to deceive. To deceive means you believe something to be truth when it isn't. Now, this morning I found out I was at Hughes Grove Baptist Church and didn't even know it. If you'd come to Sunday school, you'd know what I'm talking about. But I also found out what I heard was not the truth. I'm talking about the devil is a liar. He deceives. And if we're deceived, listen, we're believing the lie to be the truth. And that's why he doesn't want the truth to get out. That's why he wants Jesus to stay in that tomb, because Jesus is the truth. If he ever gets out, the devil's in trouble. He's trying to deceive you this morning. He's trying to convince you that the lie he's telling you is the truth. And it sounds like your thoughts. It seems like you're just thinking to yourself, that's how the deceiver is. He does it undercover. He does it, listen, in a way that you don't realize it's the devil. Isn't that a good tactic? Isn't that a good way to get your way, to convince someone that you're telling the truth? The devil is a deceiver. He tries to deceive. And he's trying to deceive because he's trying to condemn you. He's trying to condemn people. Remember what Peter said? When Jesus started talking about, "I'm going to the cross," Peter said, "Far be it from you, Lord." In essence, he's saying, there's no way in the world that's in your future. You're the Messiah. You're God. You didn't come to die. You came to live and rule and reign. And Peter believed what he was saying. Now, what did Jesus say back? Listen, he said to Peter, but not really Peter, he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Peter was hearing a voice but it wasn't Peter's voice. Peter was hearing the voice, and it wasn't God's voice. But Peter heard that voice that spoke a lie, and Peter believed it to be the truth. I'm telling you, there's a deceiver at work. There's a liar at work. And his desire is to keep truth from getting to you and to me. And he lost this morning. He's doing it because he wants to see you condemned. He wants to do anything it takes to keep you out of heaven. He wants to get in and do whatever he has to do to let you and make you go to hell. He wants to see you condemned. He wants to see you burn. I'm telling you, he's an evil master. He's an evil enemy. He has a desire to wreck and ruin and harm. He's trying to deceive people. Well, even Jesus, when he was born, he used Herod, the devil did, to try and annihilate Jesus, kill Jesus right there before he even grew up. And Herod sent through the land and all the male children from 2 years old and down died because the devil didn't want the truth to get out. He knew who that little baby was. And he knew if that little baby lived and grew and died on the cross, he would be doomed. So at the birth of Jesus, he began to work to try and put him to death right then before he got to the cross. But he failed. And Jesus didn't go to the cross. And Jesus didn't rise again. So now that scheme failed, so he's come to plan B, and he's trying his best to keep you from getting to the truth to where you'll be saved. And the devil said to Jesus, "All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." The temptation in Matthew 4 was more than just the devil trying to get Jesus to do something wrong. The devil was trying to keep Jesus off the cross because he knew the cross would be his seal of doom. And I'm telling you, he failed, but if you're not careful, he'll succeed with you. He'll keep the truth away from you about the fact that you need a Savior. And that you are condemned, and you just like all of us are going to go to hell if you don't get saved. The devil doesn't want, the devil trying to get us to believe anything other than that. I'm a pretty good person. Where did that thought come from? I do as good as most. Where did that thought come from? I think a God of love is not going to send me to hell. Where did that thought come from? It did not just come from your mind. It is not just something you cooked up. It came from the pit of hell. It came from the devil. He's trying to deceive you. He doesn't want you to see the truth. He's still trying to hide the truth because he's trying to condemn people. He's trying to see people go to hell because he's going. There's so many. Listen to me. Every person in hell right now fought wrong. They believed wrong. And that's why they're in hell. They believed the lie the devil told them. They fought the wrong thing. They thought, "I'm pretty good. I'll make it. I do the best I can. That's good enough." But those lies came from Satan. And those wrong thoughts led them to accept the fact or believe the fact that they were okay. And that's why Romans talks about that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. What they were thinking. Oh, I'm telling you what, our thoughts are so important. And when the devil speaks to us and whispers to us and we listen, we're in trouble. I'm talking about the devil will do anything he can to hide the truth from us, to keep us from getting to the Lord and getting the help we need. Other religions say, how can I make my life right so I can get to God? Christianity says this, how God made things right so he can get to me. Did you hear that? Other religions say, how can I make my life right to where I can get to God? But Christianity is the only religion, if you want to use that word, that says how God made things right so he can get to me. I don't have to get to him. He's getting to me. I'm telling you, the devil's a liar. He's trying to condemn people. But he's also trying to confuse people. Jesus asked the disciples one day, whom do men say that I am? What do they think about me? What are their opinions? And the answer was several different things that people were saying about Jesus. That was their opinion. But my opinion doesn't matter. A lot of people have the opinion that God is a God of love. And to be honest, that's right. He is a God of love, or we'd all be in hell or heading there right now with no hope. And he's better to me than I'll ever deserve. That means he's a God of love. But he isn't, hey, the truth is, he isn't just a God of love. He's also a God who is just. He is the judge. And a just judge must do the right thing. Heard an illustration, I'll share it with you. Somebody murdered your mama and they captured that man and put him on trial, and that murderer of your mama stood before the judge and said, Judge, I've done a lot of good things in my lifetime. Now, yeah, I did murder this lady and I don't really care that I did, but I've done a lot of good things. Now, I want to ask you a question. If that judge lets that man go because he's done a lot of good things and ignores the fact that he murdered your mama, is that a good judge or a bad judge? Bad judge. All his good does not erase the bad. And God is good, but he's also just. And he's a good judge, and he will do the right thing. And the only thing, listen, that keeps us from going to hell is the blood of Christ. But the blood of Christ will take care of it all. It'll cleanse all of our sin away. Why in the world would God let us in? Why did Jesus die if we don't have to be saved? Why did he go through the expense and the heartache and the pain and the torment of going to a cross and dying if it wasn't required? I'm telling you, no wonder the devil doesn't want Jesus out. He doesn't want the truth exposed. He's trying to condemn, but he's also trying to confuse. Well, what is right? What is wrong? What the Bible says is right. Pure and simple. There's a lot of opinions, but opinions don't matter. The truth is the truth. The devil, I'm talking about this morning, the strategy of Satan. He wants to deceive people. He's trying to condemn people. He's trying to confuse people. He's trying to cripple people. I thought about Peter, Matthew 14:30. He's walking on water. I don't know about you, but my history in water walking ain't too good. And if I ever did go swimming with my excess size, it'd probably be worse than ever. lady over there in Christ's Gospel the night got me confused with the preacher that was preaching. And she, before service, said, "Are you the preacher that preaches on?" And she's trying to think. And I thought she's talking about the radio station. So I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, you sure are a lot bigger than I thought you were." And I said, "Well, bless your heart, lady. She's talking about the TV program with Brother Tyler." Made me feel a little bit better when I understood, but not a whole lot better. Peter's walking on water. And the Bible says when he saw the waves, he was afraid. That word afraid has more to do than just fear. It literally means, listen, here's what it means. It means to be in awe. You ever seen something go, "Wow, my goodness, look"? That's exactly what it's talking about with Peter. Before he saw the waves and the wind, before he saw the sea and the storm, he's walking on water. God was enabling, God was enabling him to do something he could not do. Are you listening to me? But when he got his eyes off of Jesus and on the storm and the sea, he began to sink. But before he began to sink, he got afraid. Wonder why he got afraid? Because the devil was there to whisper, "Look at that storm. Look at these seas. Feel that wind." The devil was there to keep Peter from holding on to the truth that God will help me walk on water. That's his will. He came in with a lie. The devil whispers lies to us because he's trying to cripple us. He's walking on water until he saw and listened and believed the devil's lie. And then he began to sink. Now I got a question, and I'll quit. Long way from being done, but I'll quit. What could we do with God's help if we would believe the truth and not a lie? Peter's walking on water. And here's what happened. He got to see in the storm. See that microphone right there? Just that little point? Back here, it looks so small. So insignificant. I can just barely see it when I'm standing at a distance. And what I notice is all of y'all in the building and the chandeliers and the lights and everything that's going on, I hardly even notice that microphone. But listen, when I get real close and center my attention on it, I somehow, all of a sudden, don't see you, don't see lights, don't see that chandelier. All I can see is that little microphone that used to be awful little, but all of a sudden it's gotten awful big. The microphone hasn't changed one bit. My perspective of it has. And that's what happened with Peter walking on the water. The sea and the storm didn't bother him a bit while he was looking at Jesus. But when he started focusing on the sea and the storm, all of a sudden it got awful big and he began to sink. And what he had been doing walking on water, listen, he no longer was doing. He was going down. And it was all because he listened to the lie of the devil. Hey, he was deceived into believing the lie. And the Bible says the truth is, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. The spirit of fear exaggerates. Well, that microphone looks so big when I get this close and concentrate on it. When really, it makes it look bigger than it is. Fear makes a molehill look like a mountain. And that problem that looks so big, that burden that seems so heavy, will be that way as long as you keep concentrating on it and forget about the Lord who is there with you. I'm talking about the devil lies to us. He whispers things to us. He tries to keep the truth from getting to us because he wants to, listen, he wants to cripple us from doing what God wants us to do. That molehill looks like a mountain when you focus on it. And those problems you're dealing with, that issue you're trying to handle, that need you have, that battle you're in, may be a molehill, but it looks so big when you keep focused on it. That problem, that need, those people, that it's not working, it's not working there. Well, listen to me. You may have a mountain-sized problem. Could I just say this? I'm really trying to quit. I'm telling you, Peter was in a bad situation, walking on water in a sea and storms. That ain't no molehill. I'm talking about that's a mountaintop, mountain big need problem situation. He is in trouble if he doesn't get help from God. And you may be going through a mountain experience. Your problem may really, 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 really be big. It may be so big you could not handle it, cannot handle it, don't even know what to do to try and handle it. But I want to tell you something. Your mountain problem ain't bigger than your God. Quit listening to the devil lying to you. He's trying to cripple you from getting help from God and God doing something great through you. Here's my point. The devil's a liar, and he doesn't care what it takes to keep us from getting the truth. Now, I've just scratched the surface on the message. I really have. For some, I'm talking about he wants to deceive. He wants to convince you of something that isn't the truth. He's hiding the truth from you. For some, that means he's trying to condemn you. Do whatever it takes to get you to put off salvation one more time. A lot of people in hell right now believe the lie of the devil and said, you got time. Just wait. A lot of people. But he was lying. And if you're believing that, you're believing a lie. He's trying to deceive you. He's trying to condemn and he's trying to cripple. A lot of us walking around about half broke down spiritually, just barely making it through day by day because we're listening to the liar of the devil. And he's convincing us. And we're going around crippled, stumbling around, when the truth is your God is there to help you. Your God is there to help you. Well, let's stand together.